I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Michael Cohen declared it was blind loyalty to Donald Trump that led him to take a path of darkness instead of light before a federal judge sentenced him to 3 years in prison. I felt it was my duty, Cohen said, to cover up his dirty deeds. As a lawyer, you should have known better, Judge William Pauley told Cohen before sentencing him to less than the 4 to 5 years the sentencing guidelines called for. Cohen, who choked up near the end of his statement, pleaded guilty to tax evasion, lying to Congress about Trump business in Russia, and arranging illegal hush money payments on Trump's behalf.
Britain's Conservative Party lawmakers have begun a closed-door, no-confidence vote on Prime Minister Theresa May. It's the latest fallout from her handling of the process to withdraw Britain from the European Union. Earlier in the day, she fought for her political life in a session in Parliament.
Many members of the public want us to get on with Brexit and actually ensure that we are delivering for them on the domestic agenda, like the record number of homes, new homes that we've seen being built, the best number ever, bar 1 year in the last 31 years.
May vowed to fight the action, quote, with everything I've got, she said, changing leaders now would jeopardize the Brexit process. If a majority of Conservatives in the House of Commons vote against her, she'll have to step down as Prime Minister. But if she survives the confidence vote, another vote could not be called for 1 year. China said Wednesday a former Canadian diplomat to China who was arrested in Beijing Monday was detained on charges of jeopardizing China's national security. China's official news media told VOA that Michael Kovrig was arrested on suspicions of engaging in activities that endanger the country's security. Previous reports said Kovrig had been arrested for reasons that were unclear. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is expected to support a resolution to end American support for Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Passage of the resolution would constitute a historic rebuke of a longtime U.S. ally, spurred by mounting anger on Capitol Hill regarding the Khashoggi killing, as well as Saudi Arabia's actions in Yemen. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal spoke with VOA.
There needs to be an end to the United States' complicity in ongoing bombing of civilians and killing of children, in effect war crimes.
A Senate vote is expected to go forward despite the reservations of Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We also want to preserve a 70-year partnership between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And we want to ensure that it continues to serve American interests and stabilizes a dangerous and critical region.
French police continue hunting for a man who opened fire in the eastern city of Strasbourg, killing at least two people and wounding a dozen others. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris that France has ramped up security and its state of alert, as officials characterize the incident as a terrorist attack.
Holiday festivities in the ancient city of Strasbourg took a grim turn Tuesday night as a gunman opened fire on the annual Christmas market and at French soldiers and police. People ran screaming for shelter, and authorities tightened border controls with nearby Germany. Paris prosecutor Rémy Heitz has identified the suspect as 29-year-old Sherif C, a Strasbourg native who had more than two dozen criminal convictions in France, Germany, and Switzerland, and had served multiple sentences. Heitz said he was radicalized and had proselytized in jail. He said the suspect, whom media identify as Sherif Shekat, had cried Allahu Akbar as he was shooting and also wielded a knife.
More suspected Iranian-made weapons have been found in Yemen, according to the UN, in a report that will be discussed Wednesday by the Security Council. The Gulf monarchies and the United States accuse Iran of supporting Houthi rebels in Yemen and see this as justification for the military campaign they've been waging in Yemen since 2015. Iran supports the rebels politically, but denies supplying them with arms. Pope Francis has removed two prominent members from the Council of Cardinal Advisors he established 5 years ago. The Australian and Chilean cardinals were among the nine cardinals of the Catholic Church who had been appointed special counselors to the Pope. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News. It's today.